64. Exercise 1.
The Inspiration of Mr. Budd by Dorothy Sayers.
It was early evening and people were hurrying home. Arnold Budd was still in his hairdressing salon, reading the newspaper. On the front page he saw,
"Wanted for the murder of Emma Strickland, William Strickland, 43 years old, 1 metre 90 centimetres, silver grey hair, maybe coloured, gold tooth, no thumb on left hand, reward £500.
Arnold Budd really needed money. All the best clients went to the modern hairdressing salon next door, not to Arnold's salon. Arnold was falling asleep when the door opened. A large man with red hair was standing there.
"Good evening. Do you colour hair?"
the man asked. "Yes, sir, I do," replied Arnold.
"Good," said the man. "My new girlfriend doesn't like red hair. Can you colour my hair dark brown and cut it?"
"Yes, sir," said Arnold. The hairdresser put a towel around the man's neck. He saw that the man's natural hair colour wasn't red. It was grey. While Arnold was cutting the man's hair, he mentioned the latest football game. Then Arnold spoke about the murder in the newspaper. "I'm sure the killer is already out of the country," he said. The man laughed. Arnold saw that he had a gold tooth. "That doesn't mean anything," he thought. "Many people have got gold teeth."
"Can I see the article?" the man asked.
Arnold gave the man the newspaper, and the man took it with his left hand. Arnold was shocked. The man didn't have a thumb.
I'm going to get the hair colour," said the hairdresser.
Arnold was sure this man was the killer. Suddenly, he had an idea. He took some bottles of hair colour from the shelf and mixed them. Arnold knew all about mixing hair colours.
"This colour is right for you," he said, while he was putting it on the man's hair.